Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, there's a number you're going to want to put into your cell phone because it's the number of the number one appliance repairman in our area, Chris Moore. Chris has been fixing appliances for over 45 years now, and not only is he the best repairman in the area and one of the most experienced, but he appreciates his customers and still holds his service call to $35 plus parts and labor. It's an unheard of price for a man of his experience. And while others in the area won't even step through your door for even twice that amount, Chris consistently does it every day. So the next time you have a problem with any appliance, washer, dryer, refrigerator, freezer, you get the idea. The best idea is to call Chris Moore. And to make sure you have his number, because you don't know when you'll need it, put it in your cell phone right now. It's 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Topping Tuesday's local news, more details to that fatal accident that occurred Monday morning at Military and Niagara Falls Boulevard. City police reported two serious injuries. Both victims rushed to ECMC, with the driver of one of the cars, a 74-year-old female, dying at the hospital from her injuries a short time later. There's no official word from the police department, but first reports indicated that one of those drivers went through a red light that caused the collision. A 61-year-old male driver in that accident also suffered serious injuries and was rushed to surgery at ECMC. A report on his condition not immediately available. And the city police crash management team are still in the process of investigating that accident, and they're asking anyone who may have any information into the crash or witnessed the collision to call them at 286-4563. More headlines on the way, but a reminder that when you need a drugstore, keep these two local drugstores in mind: Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off May. What I like about these two drugstores is that they're locally owned and operated, and the owners are in the store. And that ensures that you always get the best service. They really do care about you and your needs. They get to know you by name. They find out what you're looking for and make sure you get it. And they'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge if you can't make it to the drugstore. It's service beyond belief. And way different than a corporate drugstore where they tell you to take a number and wait in line. Check it out for yourself. You'll like the service. You'll love the people. At Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. In other news, sheriff deputies are searching for a missing motorcycle last seen the night before on the Tonawanda Creek Road in Lockport. Deputies said a man got a ride home from a friend from a bar in Lockport. And before he left, they both looked at his motorcycle, a 2020 Harley, that was in the owner's garage. But later that night, the owner noticed his garage door was open, and when he went to check, discovered his motorcycle missing. Deputies are checking video in the area to see who may have rode off with that bike that was listed valued at $20,000. The key to that motorcycle and a helmet that was kept on a bench nearby was also reported missing. Deputies said they locked up an area woman following an incident that occurred on the Youngstown-Lockport Road at the Monahan Farms, where they operate a roadside stand where you pay on the honor system. But when the owners of the stand noticed a number of items missing and only a small amount in the change box, they checked video and recognized the alleged thief through a previous incident. She was listed as Diana Hoy, who reportedly was a suspect in a similar incident at the roadside stand that the owner never reported. This time, deputies said a hanging basket, $5 worth of coffee mugs were taken, three Venus flytraps worth $8 each, a few statues and a Buffalo Bills rear view mirror hanging accessory were all missing, totaling over $53. But when they checked the pay box, they only found $6 inside. Deputies reportedly went to the suspect's house and allegedly said the missing Buffalo Bills decoration was hanging on the suspect's rear view mirror. After a further investigation of the incident, they ended up charging 58-year-old Diana Hoy of Ransomville with petty larceny in the case. She was issued an appearance ticket to appear in Wilson Town Court at a later date. And on Monday, an investigation by the Niagara County Sheriff's Criminal Investigation Bureau was completed and resulted in charges against 38-year-old Lawrence Smith of Niagara Falls. He's an inmate at the Niagara County Jail, who they say intentionally damaged property at the facility, consisting of two televisions and a microwave oven. Charged with felony criminal mischief in the case, Smith was then scheduled to appear in the town of Lockport Court to be arraigned on those charges, with authorities saying they believe more time will now be added to the sentence that Smith is already serving. Here's a reminder, tomorrow, Wednesday the 3rd, the Niagara County Health Department will be holding a free Niagara County Community Health Fair at 55 Stevens Street in Lockport to showcase all the services available through the Health Department, some including information on nursing programs, sexual health, immunization clinics, child car seat safety, hands-on CPR, Narcan training, Alzheimer's education, wellness and nutrition information to go along with massage therapy, many promotional items given away, and free raffles to win prizes. Dr. Khan of the Health Department says it's a great day to check up on your health, the providers that are available, and to get information that you might need. And she said if you're having trouble getting to the fair, she's made arrangements for free rides to the fair on the Connect Niagara buses from all over the county. For free ride times in your area, check with the Connect Niagara bus line. That's this Wednesday, June the 3rd, free and open to the public for free health screenings and information at the Niagara County Health Department, 55 Stevens Street in Lockport, during the Niagara County Health Department Health Fair. Here's a couple dates you'll probably want to write down if you like good music and if you're patriotic, because the very popular Lewiston Corleers will be presenting their final spring concerts this weekend in Lewiston. The Corleers will be appearing on Saturday, June 6th at the First Presbyterian Church on Cayuga Street in Lewiston, and on Sunday the 7th at the Messiah Lutheran Church on Oneida Street. Longtime member of the Corleers, Doug Bowden, told us, "People love music and the group likes to sing. So when they put it all together, it makes for a very enjoyable event." And this time the group will be getting into the spirit of our Independence Day, celebrating the 250th birthday of the nation, and they'll be doing it with some very appropriate tunes.
We're having a patriotic theme in celebration of the country's 250th anniversary, and we're doing a tribute to the armed services. We're doing one piece that's called The Tribute to the Armed Forces, and we sing each of the armed forces hymns, the Navy hymn, the Army hymn, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Marine Corps one. We're also singing a song that's called A Song for Unsung Heroes, a very emotional piece. And we're doing God Bless America, several songs of that nature. We've added a flautist, a saxophone, a drum player, and a trumpet player. And of course, when you're talking armed services and you get trumpets involved, it's kind of neat.
So if you're looking for some great family entertainment, plan to join the Lewiston Corleers this coming Saturday and Sunday at the First Presbyterian Church and the Messiah Lutheran Church, both in Lewiston. For details and concert times, you can find that information when you visit the Lewiston Corleers online. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, we report the news on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net, or available at your convenience when you enter niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's real local news, fair and free, from the only local Niagara Falls radio station that cares enough to bring you comprehensive news, the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.